Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help followers of Jesus learn what it means to be a Christian, even in today's busy commuting culture. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus, I'd encourage you to check our Christianity 101 course first, give you a great introduction to the kind of things we build on in these challenges. The purpose of these challenges is really to help us as one community study what it means to follow Jesus, even while we're all over the city, traveling by train, bus, car, at work, at home. We can't always come together as a community face to face. And so these challenges are meant to help us follow a rhythm together. Every Monday we introduce a new idea. Every Tuesday we see where that comes from in the Bible. Every Wednesday we see how the Bible challenges and changes our thinking. Thursdays we try to put that into action. And then Friday is a day we pray and reflect about that topic. We take a day off on Saturday. It's a day of rest. And then we don't want to always be apart, and so Sunday is a day for a Christian community. And we're developing a new Christian community, a new church, in Ajax and Durham region, just east of Toronto. We're going to be developing some of our first public celebration events this fall, and I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to be part of that. We're going to be doing a poll, and I'm going to tell you more about that Thursday, about what kind of events you'd like to be part of. I'd love to hear from you, either through that poll or in person. Just get in touch through a mobile app or website, and I'd love to tell you more about the community we envision arising from this online community. Now, for this week's topic, I want you to think back to your last experience of school, whether it was elementary, high school, university, college, whatever your last experience of education was, think about the teachers. Who were the best and worst teachers in your experience? Now, I'm sure some of them were great teachers just for trite reasons. They were just friendly, they were just funny, they brought you cookies once, whatever it is. But think about those who were good or bad because of their teaching. I certainly remember one teacher who really just didn't care. You could tell. He was just teaching what he had to teach, just kind of saying the words from the printed curriculum that he had to say. He didn't really want to be there, and so we didn't want to be there. I remember one day in high school where that teacher didn't even show up. And none of us went to tell the principal or anything like that. We were quite happy not to have him around. He was just taking up space. I remember another not so great teacher who was kind of the opposite of that one. He tried way too hard. He tried to be the expert. He tried to answer every single question, even when he didn't know the answer. And it became clear quickly that he had no credibility. The smart kids in the class would always be, ooh, 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 and proving him wrong. But of course, I remember some good teachers too. The ones where they taught you something and it just clicked. It made sense. And you said, aha, now I finally get it. I understand something that I didn't understand before. And of course, I remember some really, really great teachers. I remember one in university who wrote a lot of books. One in particular, I remember at the beginning of his class, he said, I'm really sorry if you've read my book, because I only have so much material. But that was the thing. It was his material that he was teaching. He had written something new and exciting, and it was his material. And so when he spoke about it, he spoke from the heart. He was able to teach it as an authority because he'd written it, he published the book, and it was amazing to sit under his teaching. And it wasn't boring because I'd read the book. It was exciting because it was coming from the one who'd written it. That made a really great teacher. He was able to jokingly say, sorry if you've read my book, because he wrote the book. Well, those are some of my stories of some not-so-great teachers, a good teacher, and a great teacher. Well, we've got a question for you to consider as well, and I hope you won't do it alone, but that you'll share it with somebody. Start a little study group of people from the train or bus, neighborhood or work, whoever you spend time with. Make sure you're watching the videos apart or together, but whenever you are together, to talk about your answers to these discussion questions. So today we're asking, who was the best teacher you ever had? What did they teach you, and why were they the best? Have a great time discussing that. I'll see you tomorrow.